Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the International Black Summit radio show. I'm your host today, John Thomas, and the subject is Bob. Who is Bob? Where did Bob come from? How did that conversation get started in the International Black Summit facilitator body? We've invited a number of facilitators to join us on the call today, and I'm still waiting for them to call in. If you are on your computer and you're listening to the show, please call in at 646-716-9827. 646-716-9827. Well, look at there. There's a caller on the line. Let me bring him on. Well, hello, caller.
Hi, John.
Hi, Lenar.
Did you recognize my voice or you recognize my number?
I did. I recognized both, but, you know, just to be certain.
Yes, it's me. I didn't think you'd recognize my voice, but I'm so glad I could be here talking about Bob.
Wow.
Because we've been having this online email conversation about Bob.
Right.
And I don't know if you, one of the things we talked about the other day was how we wanted to put something out on the Blog Talk Radio website so people would know what this show was about. And what I put there was that we were distinguishing a distinction. And I thought perhaps that people who might be, who might read that, might not understand what we mean by distinguishing a distinction. And so I thought that might be a place to start.
Wow. Well, I think that's a great place to start. Why don't we start there?
Okay, great. So I actually like the definition or the way it gets explained, the way we explain it in the prerequisite and at the International Black Summit annual event. And I've heard different renditions of it, like Bill Patterson. And, hey, Bill, shout out to Bill Patterson. I heard him distinguish it. And then there was some meeting I was at, and there were several facilitators who were assisting me with that. So I'm going to, give you my version of what they said, because I really like it. Distinguishing is akin to, it is similar or like going into a completely dark room, no light, no visible light at all. And you begin, as you begin to walk around, you start bumping into things.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how our eyes work. The longer that we are in a room that is darkened, our eyes become accustomed to the light that's there, because there is some light in a darkened room. And our eyes begin to become accustomed to that. And so we begin to make out shapes. Our eyes begin to show us shapes. And then as we continue to stay in the room and walk around, we begin to see more definition, more refining of those shapes.
Mm-hmm.
And as time goes on, we continue until we see the object. Now, that's one step of distinguishing. And then the next step is when we begin to make some determination as to the functionality of what it is that we now see.
Right.
So, you know, this is my first time seeing a chair, perhaps, and I call it a chair now because we know what a chair is, but if I've never seen a chair before, I might not know its functionality. I now can see its form. You know, it may be square, it may be round at the top, it may have four things on the bottom that with a platform on top of that. You know, but and I have no clue what the functionality is. And so
mm-hmm.
I began experimenting with that, you know, the functionality of it.
Mm-hmm.
I might pick it up and use it as a club. Or I might try to dig with it because it's got some long toes on it. Might be good for digging.
Right.
I might even, I might even notice that that platform, I can sit stuff on it, you know, like a grocery or something. I might even then think that I can sit myself on it. So that is the next step of distinguishing. And that's kind of, that's similar to what we do at the International Black Summit. We begin to bump up against things in our lives. And then we begin to notice the form and functionality of whatever it is we're bumping up against, as long as that thing stays in our life.
Right. And the thing I want to add to your distinguishing the functionality of this object that's got like these four long pieces to it and a platform and some extension to it that may be curved around a square, at some point we even give it a name.
Yes, okay, great.
Yeah, at some point we actually even give it a name, and then we begin to reference to it by that name. So
yes.
In that example, I think what you were talking about is what we would call a chair.
Exactly.
And so now we got a name associated with an object that has a particular kind of functionality and use. And in this case, we call it a chair. So then as you go on to distinguish what we distinguish in the International Black Summit, I wanted to add that piece, that we also name it or call it something that we can use later as a reference.
That's perfect. So now we've got three pieces to distinguishing. And then the thing that we distinguish becomes what we call the distinction.
Right.
And in our example, it was the distinction chair. So what we've been going back and forth about since the weekend of October 22nd, 1st and 2nd, is this thing we call Bob.
Bob.
Which was given by one of our, was named by one of our Canadian facilitators.
Okay.
Joanne. And what she was pointing to or alluding to was the oneness of all of us. Like we are all one. And we were, you know, looking around for a way to say that without continually having to say, you know, we're all one, that we, you know, we are inside of this energetic field. We're all energy, you know, like that.
I do too. So as the conversation developed, you know, like, can you give me some sense of how it was going? Did the name Bob just come right out? Was that something that got distinguished later on, like you were sharing about being in a dark room? Like, were you in the dark room in the conversation for a while? And you started to.
Yes, we were. We were sitting around, you know, in a large group of us. It might have been about 35, 40 of us. And we were going around, you know, explaining things. And we were coming up with other form and function of Bob. And we weren't calling it Bob at that moment. And all of a sudden, Joanne is, you know, distinguishing Bob, you know, as the one, and we're all energy, and, you know, what front of the hand, back of the hand, what one does impacts the other, you know, and my contribution is, you know, I am my brother's keeper, for I and my brother are one. And then she said, yeah, like Bob. And somebody across the room said, Bob is just so, like, plain, so vanilla. He actually said something else that I don't want to say on the air. But and we were like, that's true. And he was like, well, why can't it be Fred or something? And there were a couple of other names were thrown around. And it was after lunch. You know how that is when you're away for a weekend. You have a lively lunch. So some of us were giggling, myself included, and I was like, I kind of like Bob.
Right.
And so then we began to reference our speaking when we were speaking as a whole, not from individuals so much, but as what we saw as representative of human being as whole. We began saying our name Bob,
mm-hmm.
like Bernard Bob or John Bob. You know, so it really was a very, it was a fun session, and also I'm putting my hands together. It was very, I felt more cohesive. I felt more group.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's kind of how Bob came up.
That's how it came up.
Right.
And so I wasn't at the weekend, and so I'm started noticing all of these email messages in my inbox amongst some participants and mostly the facilitator body about Bob and conversations related to Bob. And so you can imagine, by not being someone that was there to distinguish Bob, I was like, well, what is Bob? Who is Bob? And why are these black people talking about Bob? And I am Bob and the Bob in me. And I'm like, what in the world is this? And so do you remember what some of those conversations were?
And, you know, at the moment, I don't. And I wish I was at my computer. I'm actually on my way to after school tutoring and sitting out here in my car waiting to go in. So I don't have any of those emails in front of me. And I know there were several people, including myself, Claudie, Rosemary had a take on it, who were further defining it, because one of our facilitators, Edwin, in Camden, was really probing and delving, because he wasn't at that weekend either, and he really wanted to know, you know, explain Bob to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pearlie was another one. So, you know, I'm wondering, it's like, do you have access to any of that information?
I do, but it is so far down, it will take just a little while to find it.
Gotcha.
So if you could just share what you somewhat recall, I remember something about the youth. And if there's anyone out there listening, you can call in at 646-716-9827 and share your comments about Bob or your comments about the email messages.
Right. It's like, where is Bob? Come on, Bob. Help a Bob out.
Where is Bob now?
Right. Help a Bob out. So one of the things I recall in distinguishing was explaining, like I said, it's like the front of the hand, back of the hand. It's the same hand. Excuse me for coughing on you. But, yeah, and so it's no, like, when you're using that hand, it's not, you're not really thinking about it, but you're all going in the same direction, you're doing the same thing, except the top of the hand isn't necessarily, and I'm looking at my fingers, when I'm doing something with that, what, you know, I'm using one side of it, I'm using the tactile side of it, you know, the gripping side of it. And the other side, thank God, is there keeping that all together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, say
a little more about the front of the hand and the back of the hand. I mean, not just the looking at our hands, but what does that mean? Is that another distinction?
Actually, it is. And, you know, how it occurs for me, front of the hand, back of the hand, is that that in this time-space reality that we live in, that I live in and breathe in, this physicality, it's a duality. There is a front and a back, a light and a dark, a top and bottom, a left and a right. And then also there's all of the gradations in between. And what I tend to, like, focus on, moving it from the microcosm to the macrocosm, is, you know, like the whole, not the entire spectrum of it, but either end of the spectrum. And that when I pick up one end of the spectrum, I'm actually picking up the other end too.
Mm-hmm.
Like no separation. It's all there in the moment. And that's also part of love. It's all there in the moment. No separation. Whole and complete.
Mm-hmm. And how does that relate to, like, just practical, a practical way of looking at life?
It's like the wagging of the dog, the wagging the tail of the dog, like to be cognizant that what I do is impacting, affecting everything, because, you know, I am everything. Each one of us is all of it. Each one of us is.
Mm-hmm.
And when, like I said, it's the dog wagging the tail. It's the allness of it, the wholeness and the completeness of it. So what I do in any moment is impacting life, all of it. Every breath I take, when I breathe, that's impacting, you know, the molecules, which, you know, I let out the carbon dioxide, which helps to give, you know, feed the trees so they can go through their photosynthesis and all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's part of the cycle of life, if you will. I don't know if that answers your question.
Hold on a second. That begins to get at answering the question.
and so then I would ask you, you know, given that you've been involved in and listening to some of the Bob conversation, what, you know, what would you add?
Well, first of all, you know, a lot like Edwin, I was like, well, what are we talking about? So I got to say, initially, I was triggered.
That's good.
Yeah, you know, which is another distinction that we have distinguished around the International Black Summit. You know, said, like, really, you know, like a short version of it would be, I don't know, in my words, like a reaction that I'm experiencing where there may be something that I cannot or am not willing or unable to be with in the moment. And I've now gotten triggered. And it could be triggered like I'm feeling angry, or triggered like, you know, I got inspired. But either way, I might have some difficulty being with it or allowing it to be. And so when I heard this thing about Bob, you know, the first thing I got triggered about was, like, we need a new distinction, right? It's like we need something else to now go to work on.
Because we have about 43 of them, don't we?
Exactly. Don't we have enough? I'm still trying to get some of the ones we already got. And now we got Bob. And so I noticed that. I noticed that I was, like, activated by that. And I noticed that I didn't do a lot of responding to the conversation because, you know, one of the ways that I be when I'm triggered is, particularly when I'm triggered, like annoyed or upset, is withdraw or ignore. But then I noticed that the conversation kept going, and which had me to begin to get present to, well, this conversation is going to happen with or without me, right?
Yes.
And given that you're saying the front of the hand and the back of the hand, it's happening with me. And I'm just participating like I'm participating.
That's a good example. And
so,
I have to tell you, I have got to go. I don't know if you hear all of the children.
I do.
I'm inside the school, and I've got to go. And I've enjoyed it, and you're on a roll. So I'll be listening in when I get home.
All right. Well, I'm probably going to talk about 10 more minutes if I can make it that long. And so thank you, Lenar, for joining in this conversation about Bob.
You're welcome.
And have fun tutoring.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So as I was saying, I noticed that this conversation was going to happen with or without me. And if, you know, as I look at what Lenar was saying about the front of the hand and the back of the hand, it leads me to think that it's happening with me. You know, there really is no without me. It's happening with me. And then there's how I may choose to participate, or one may choose to participate. So, like, life is happening. And, you know, you hear people say it's going to happen with or without you. But my thoughts are it never happens without you. It always happens with you. And you are participating however you participate. And since I noticed this conversation was going to continue on, and since I'm in it anyway, I thought I would find out a little bit more about Bob and hear from some other people about what they saw at that weekend and what's been happening so far. So we got a few more minutes left on the show. So if you're listening on the internet through your computer, if you would, call in to 646-716-9827, 646-716-9827. If you listen to this radio show after it goes off the air, of course you can't call in, but by all means, go back to the website and put in a comment about this topic about Bob. Anything you want to say about Bob, leave comments about Bob. And about the Bob and you, the Bob and me. You know, I'm still curious as the name Bob. I mean, I know that it's palindrome? I can't even think of the word. Where it means it's the same forward and backwards. So I guess Bob is cool. I would have thought we would have had a more African-centric or Afrocentric name. I don't know of one. So if anyone knows of one, is present to one, you know, please share that with me. So I'm about to wrap up. Our next show is going to be on December the 18th. And we will be talking and sharing about the upcoming annual summit event in Anguilla this year. It's going to be in Anguilla in August. Beautiful, beautiful place. And the host, Una Gums, will be sharing about what's happening and some of the other facilitators and participants who've been to Anguilla and maybe had some of our coursework there, the prerequisite and some other work there. We'll be sharing about their experience and sharing of what's coming up. So on that note, if all hearts and minds are satisfied, I am going to complete the show. I don't have any other callers. So you guys take care. Tune in on the 18th. If you miss it, just go back and listen to this show or the show on the 18th, and I look forward to hearing you call in at another time. All right, take care.